Fire away.
Ben, last 3 weeks, Ruben Randall's targets seem like they've gone down. Well, he has about 7 receptions. What have you seen, you know, from out of him lately as Odell has kind of gone up? It seems like he's kind of tailed off.
Yeah, more balls have went Odell's way. That's the way the game went last week. Especially we like to distribute the ball. The coverage tells us where we're going to go with it. It just happened to fall like that last week.
How would you describe Ruben's season?
How would I describe Ruben's season? He's been a little bit streaky. Some days better than others. We have a lot of confidence in him and expect him to continue to grow, get better. He's still a young player, and we feel his best days are ahead of him.
How long have you had the Beckham option pass available to you, and what made you use it on Sunday?
We've had it oiled up for a little while. It's probably been in, I don't want to say Atlanta, we put it in his first week back, but we had it in pretty early. We've repped it a bunch. He had someone downhill on him pretty quick, so he didn't have a chance to work his way through the progression like he would have wanted. But it was good to take a shot there.
When it doesn't work, is that, I mean, especially disappointing since it's now, next time you try it, it will have already been seen?
No, you know, anytime you throw a deceptive, you sure you'd like to hit it. But with that being said, they're like screens. Anytime you call one, it helps you. Slows down the pursuit.
Phil Simms always used to say on those plays, flea flickers and things like that, it's usually the underneath guy who's open because the deeper guys are covered. The cornerbacks aren't looking at the action in the backfield. Do you find that usually to be the case?
That was the case on Sunday. Yeah, that was the case there. But he had someone he draws a lot of attention when he puts his hands on the ball. So he had someone down on him pretty quick. He had, you know, the rotation was that way, so he had to pull the trigger quickly and didn't have a chance to work the number two. But, you know, we feel in the long run those types of plays will help us.
And how, in his case, do you know, just based on his past, that he can do that, or is it something that he talks about? Does he fill out a form and say, by the way, I can throw the ball down the field? I mean,
yeah, you know, coming in, we knew he was a good athlete. He's done a lot of things in his past. To help prepare for different opponents and things like that. He's a talented young man, and you know, the more you can do in this league.
But you knew he could throw the ball.
Yes, we were aware of that.
Did you have to get Tom to sign off on that? That's a very un-Coughlin call.
As far as preparing for it, or
having it in there.
Yeah, coach is involved in everything we do. Absolutely, you don't ever want to make a call like that without the head coach being involved.
Last time you played them, you put up 45 points. I mean, is it too simple to think they couldn't stop us last time? Let's just roll out the same game plan.
It's a division opponent. Things always change. It was a long time ago when we played them. We benefited a lot from field position, whether it be from special teams or turnovers from the defense. Defense special teams played lights out last time. We executed at a high level. To say we would go out and just roll the ball out there and do that again is ignorant. We know we're going to have to work for everything we get. They've been playing well on defense. They've been giving up some chunk plays, but they do challenge you schematically, and we have to make sure everyone's on the same page and performing at a high level, playing fast and ready to execute.
Did you see an improved Andre Williams? Obviously, had the big run, but in general, in terms of the way he was running over what you saw earlier in the year?
He had a nice day. It was good to see him get out and be explosive on the short yardage run in space. He looked like he was consistent with his courses. He pressed it. He had good vision. You give credit to the line, the tight ends, and the receivers. They all blocked well for him. Henry had a good day blocking for him. And he took advantage of what was there and also gained some yards after contact, which was good to see.
We've spoken about patience with him a couple of times. Do you think that bobble sort of created an artificial patience for him and made him?
Yeah, we'd like to do it without the bobble. I'm not sure that that helped him or not. I'm sure it got his heart rate up a little bit early on in the play. But he did a nice job setting his blocks and running the daylight.
Do you think that momentary little pickup helps set up those things?
No.